Yesterday we discussed the Hafetz Chaim in the note, in the footnote, Aga, you have the text I'm using, Daf Kaf Beis and Kaf Gimel. The Hafetz Chaim brought Pshat in three different psukim in Parshas Re'eh, Devarim, that all had the mitzvah of walking in Hashem's ways in the pasuk. In the first one, it's right before, right after the Yiras Hashem. No, the first one was pre. The first one was the Shamart and Pisos Hashem Elohim, let the Bedracha Uli Yira also. The first pasuk has walking Hashem's ways, which equals being Rahum Bechanun, merciful, gracious, and doing chesed, before Yirat Shamayim. Then the second pasuk has Halach the Vidrachav after Yirat Hashem and before. Looks like I'm good. No, thanks. All good. All yours. Thanks for the chesed. The second pasuk has Halach the Vidrachav after Yirat Hashem and before Avas Hashem. And the third one, the third pasuk has Halach the Vidrachav sandwiched after Avas Hashem and before Dveikus. So he said there are three different levels, as we said yesterday. Yira, Ava, Dveikus. And each level that you want to move forward in and grow into this next stage of your life is going to require this midah, a lot of the drop to be mischazek. You have to get stronger in that midah. It's not just about learning, it's not just about meditation, about the deepest concepts or learning Kabbalah. No, that's not what it is to get to the next level. The next level, you also, but you must have a lot of the drop at each stage. Then he went over the halakhinas of each stage. That's what we did last time. And I brought out yesterday, there at Agav, that it's not, we saw the Rabban, it's not just doing chesed, just doing more chesed. There's an aspect here, the first word in the pasuk is rachum, merciful, having compassion for a person who's suffering. How do you do that? How do you work on that need of compassion? That's one point we talked about. You can physically make yourself do more chesed. I'm going to do chesed 15 minutes a day, every day. How do you work on compassion and emotion? There's always a question we have to discuss. Anytime we are mandated to have an emotional mitzvah, how do you do it? So I gave you one insight yesterday, which I call the bidyeved approach, which is every single person that you see, not just the baby who's sick with cancer or something that everyone immediately has compassion for, or the family that's in a tragedy or any horrible situation. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to have compassion there. That's natural, built into your brain to have compassion for a baby with cancer, period. You're going to cry with every other person in the world, and you should. That's the way Hashem made us. But how do you do it when the guy irritates you, he's annoying, he's difficult, he's all these horrible things, you don't like him, he's a problem, he's suffering because of his own self. He made his bed, let him sleep in it, so to speak, as people say. He made it, this is a poor baby, how can he not have compassion? What do they do wrong? But the guy who's smoking cigarettes like a chimney all day long, for him dies of lung cancer at age, whatever, 50, nobody feels rahmanis for the guy, especially if he was a guy who was hard, a difficult man, a stubborn man. You don't feel heart pangs of rachamim for this guy. You don't feel it. He's doing it to himself. We all told you so, you idiot. And that's where the mitzvah of rachamim comes in, obviously. That's where Hashem wants you to start having rachamim. So how do you do it? How do you do it? So I said yesterday that the b'nei would be identify the place where you can't let go of a problem that you have. You, personally. Identify that for yourself. And meditate on how hard it is for you to change a certain characteristic, a certain thing that you have. It may not be nearly as bad as this guy. Obviously, you don't think so, because you hate him and you love yourself. But it is a problem that you have that you cannot shake. You cannot be talking about waking up in the morning with the madrig, etc., all these mashalim. You have to start thinking about the fact that you're no better than him. This microphone's no good. You're no better than him, really. Maybe you are better in a certain way, but you're having compassion for a person, maybe using the places where you need compassion, where yours is hidden, so he doesn't know your issues, right? He doesn't know. Well, you know his. If you want to have compassion for him, think about your problems and how hard you're struggling with your issues. Now, you may think that they're on a higher level than his problem. Who cares? Looking for a place where you need compassion and you desperately need it from Hashem or from someone you respect and love, give it to them too. That's one way. And you're no different. Just his is exposed and yours is hidden. That's the bidyevid way to work on rachamim for people that naturally you do not feel it for. But you have to. That is the mitzvah here. The lechatchila option is a little harder, but it's the real message, is thinking, why is it that Hashem had made in the Bria that everybody feels rachamim for the baby with the cancer? Why? Why did he do that? Why is everybody, unless you're something's wrong with you, you will feel rachamim and compassion for that baby and the parents of the baby who are crying and any horrible situation? Why is that? Why? Why did Hashem wire us for that emotion? In that situation only. But when it comes to another situation, when it's not a baby and it's not a disaster, he made his own bed. He's annoying. Get him out of here. I'm not giving him any more money. I'm not giving him more help. I've had enough of this guy. I'm not even giving him advice anymore. I'm not going to help him. He never listens to me anyway. Why bother? Every time I try to help him, he doesn't do it anyway. He goes back to his old garbage. Why don't I have those feelings naturally? For this guy, like I do for the baby, why? Why? Because you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need compassion from anybody. He's not being compassionate because he's got a problem and he can empathize with this person's need for compassion because he also has problems. He doesn't have any problems. So why? How do we do it the real way? The answer is simple. Hashem desperately loves compassion. He loves this midah. He hates anger, that's clear. He hates nus, that's clear. He loves chesed and compassion. He loves it. Period. That's the reason I have to have compassion for everybody. Until Rabbi Bellow says, stop with compassion for him. He's a Rasha. He doesn't deserve it. You, Hashem, wants it. That's the real reason to have compassion for him. The fact that I don't feel it is because Hashem made my brain to only have those natural emotions with a cancer baby. That's the way he made the world. Everything else is godly. Human can feel compassion for babies, cancer baby. Period. That's your terrorist victims. You feel compassion. Period. That's the way Hashem made humans. Hashem himself, if you want to graduate to become godly, halacha b'drachah, you have to have compassion on everybody. Everybody, Avraham Avinu, on stone. That's compassion. That's what Hashem wants. Now, you have to become like Hashem to have those emotions. You're not going to have them naturally. Naturally, they'll give you the cancer baby. That's natural. The real thing, you have to earn it. How do you do it? You can use as many tricks as you want. Use your own problems and say, I have a mess too. Who the heck am I fooling? I have a frock, but I'm a mess. I'm no different than him. No different. That's one way. The real thing you want to hunker down on is to get this midah. This is what Hashem wants. Period. Period. He wants it. He's making it loud and clear all over the Torah. 8 times he said it. 3 times in one parsha. The same idea. You're never going to move in life from Yira, Abba, using the Hamitzvah piece. Yira, Abba, Faith, you're never going to get there. Unless you can graduate from the cancer baby to the annoying guy in the Beis Medrash who chews his food loud, he smells, and he burps, and he does all the things you hate, and he borrows money and doesn't pay you back. Can you have compassion for that thing? He yells at you in the morning, don't wake me up, Madri, I don't need your help. You're annoying me. Leave me alone. And you're trying to help him. That's the one that you have to think cancer baby now. Because why? Because that's what Hashem wants. That's what Hashem wants from us, to have compassion. That's what you need in order to grow. You don't have to. You can stay like everybody else in the world. The Amoratsim, they deter. determine who deserves compassion. This one I like, I have compassion. This one I don't like, no compassion, out of the yeshiva. Next, let's pick the guy that I like, okay? That's it. If I like you, I have compassion. I don't like you, I don't have compassion. That's not what Hashem wants. Do you understand? Now, there are limits, of course, to have compassion for Amalek. You see what happened to Shaul HaMelech. He tried to have compassion on Amalek, and he lost the kingdom because of that. He did an Avera. Barring that, you're not going to find many places where compassion is looked at bad in the Torah. Barring what Shaul HaMelech did to Amalek, having mercy on them. You're not going to find too many examples, I can assure you, in Birkas HaTorah or any of your family, you're not going to find a guy who's that bad that doesn't deserve rachamim and compassion. I'm telling you, you're not going to find it. You're not going to find it. That is the way I would say, if we want to take this message to heart, is to work on this. It's never going to happen naturally. Mark my words. Never. Either you're going to be a naturally rachamim guy, a naturally mean guy, a naturally tough guy, but you're not, and you're going to have the people that you that push your heartstrings, pull your heartstrings. That's it. But that's just amaratzis. That's amaratzis pashut. That's just an amaratz who lives like that. You want to be in charge of these emotions. You want to be the balabais. I'm going to determine whether or not I have compassion right now, and that's going to be dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, period. Period. That's what we want. All right, let's start chapter 1, unless anyone has any questions for this, what I just said. Good? So far so good? Okay, let's go. Perek Aleph, Chelek Rishon, Dinei Mitzvahs Halvo. We're learning now the laws. I'm also going to get a poster out of this, don't worry. We'll pull it out everywhere. Yes?
Now, like in the Madrid situation, now they have got compassion. Now, how does that change the situation?
It doesn't have to change anything. You just have to have compassion. Okay. You just have compassion. You don't have to necessarily do anything. That's the lovely part about compassion and mercy. You may not be as tough. You can yell louder. If you really have compassion for somebody, the irony is you can be meaner to them. Then they'll take it because they know you care about them. But if they don't think you care, you can't do nothing to help them. So what's going to be after you have the emotions of compassion? I don't know what's going to be the nafkamina. The nafkamina is that you have done the will of Hashem and done the mitzvah of a lot of the job. You're also going to be much more attuned to do chesed for the guy, helping him, doing things, guiding him. And eventually, the truth is, you will probably be the one who can help him. If you really care, you really feel for him, you'll be the one. And all the mukhe won't be. Because you have the thing that he needs most, compassion. And the most annoying people in the world are desperate for compassion because everyone can't stand them. It's not just you. The annoying people in this world, the antisocial, whatever you want to call it, they're the ones that are desperately thirsting for compassion. They're going to test you. They're going to aggravate you. They're going to call you a stupid madrid and stop giving your phony compassion. Go sell that to somebody else. I'm not buying it. They're going to push you. They're going to. Of course they will. Because that's the way they're built. That's their sickness. You got to break through. Okay? That's enough for me. Back to Rabbi Bat Michael. He left.
Good.
Huh?
Yeah.
What? Well, how much time do I have?
Good.
Okay. Just signal me. Now 10
minutes
or
so.
10. Wow. Okay, great. Aleph. Let's first read the introduction. Yibo Yibor. In this chapter, we're going to explain Din Mitzvahs Aseh, the positive commandment of the Im Kesef Talbe, the Mitzvah Doraisa of lending money to your friend. Now we're going into the details. All of the matters of the Mida, the quality of Chesed in its details, and he's going to have 14 Seifim. Aleph. A lot of this he's going to repeat, but we're going to have Kiddushim in each one. A lot of this is repetitious from the introduction. Number one, Mitzvahs Aseh min HaTorah la'halvos la'aniye acheinu, to lend money to our brothers who are poor. Shenemar im kesef talves ami es ha'ani imach. Okay? That is the first law here. I want to go to Aleph downstairs in the Netiva Chesed. He says Min Torah. Shulchan Aruch Hoshin Mishpat Simin Tzadi Zayin. He's quoting Allah, the Shulchan Aruch now, and he's going to quote the Rambam. Let's take a look at this Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah number 197. Sivanu lahalvos laani. We were commanded to lend money to the poor man. Laakelo me'onyo. To ease his suffering. Ulaharchivlo. And to expand him. To give him, I guess, some breathing air. To make him have a little money. Vizu mitzvah. This mitzvah of lending money. This is the Rambam. Hayoter chazaka. It's the most powerful. Yoter mechiyuvos mikol mitzvah staka. It's more powerful. Lending money is bigger than giving a donation, giving charity. Bigger. Why? It's the Rambam. Kimishin is gale. Someone who has been revealed. Exposed, I would say. V'nisbazel lish'ol miyad ha'anashim. The guy is already being humiliated, embarrassed, that he has to ask from other people, handouts. Ein saras anyo, kalo saras amistatir. It is not as bad, his suffering. It is not as bad like the suffering of the guy who's hiding, who can't even ask for a loan, because he has to ask for a donation. Shigir tzel le'azer ha'shalo yizgale, anyo v'yizbazer. This is a very interesting idea here. The guy who's the poor person who's borrowing, giving a loan is a bigger mitzvah because of the embarrassment that's going to the recipient. When I give him tzedakah, you would think it's a bigger mitzvah because that's giving back. It's a free gift. It's yours. Don't worry about having to get a job to pay me back. Says the Rambam, that embarrassment that he's suffering now because now we have to take a donation as opposed to a loan. Everybody takes a loan. Bill Gates takes loans. Everybody takes loans. It's part of life. It's lending and buying and leverage and blah, 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 blah. I'm one of the guys if I'm borrowing money. I'm doing business. I'm alive. That embarrassment of him having to take the money, the donor, the gift, the tzedakah, outweighs the fact that he doesn't have to pay back. And it's a bigger gift than a loan. A loan is not as good a gift, the etzem. But the Rambam saying lending is a bigger mitzvah because it's not suffering and humiliation. That's a big chiddush, okay? Big chiddush. Now then you could say, if he's already collecting money on the street, and he's already humiliated, then you give him a loan. Big deal, what you do? Now he has headaches to pay you back, and he's already exposed as a poor man who's borrowing money from taking tzedakah, so you... For that one case, the Rambam would say, no, of course, give him the money. That's a bigger mitzvah. But for the normal situation, to get a guy who's not an exposed ani, he's not revealed yet that he's broke, and you give him a loan, you give him his kavod, that's more valuable than an actual check that is paid back, even though it's less stress. Yes, Nathan?
I'm saying, by giving a loan to a poor person, what you're doing is you're enabling him to become a normal person, not be a...
Correct. You got it. And that lack of... you're saying something different than the Rambam. You are. The Rambam didn't say you're putting him on his feet so he doesn't have to go lower. He's going to get a chance to make it in this world. That's not the Rambam. Maybe he's going to say that in the Hemshech of the Rambam. But right now, all the Rambam said is humiliation is outweighs actually getting the money for free and not having to pay it back. The humiliation outweighs. That's his spar. But you're also saying something that we're going to see in a few minutes. Let's continue now in the Rambam. Ba'atzivui b'mitzvazu hu amru yis'ale hu amro yis'ale im kesef talmes ami. That's why this is the mitzvah in the Torah, lending to a poor man. Because it's the biggest of them all, the biggest mitzvah of tzedakah. V'lashon ha'mechilta, kol im shebetorah, we saw this yesterday also, every single im, if, in the Torah, is a reshus, is optional, chutz mishalosha, there are three that are mandatory, v'zeh echad mehem. Lending money is an obligation. Ve'amro, im kesef, it's a chov. If you have looked at obligation, atal merchova, says the Megillta, you say it's an obligation. Oh, wait, no, Rishus. Maybe it's a, this is the Braisa talking now. Talmud lomar ha'avei ta'vitenu. When it comes to the taking collateral, that's a tzivui. You have to return the collateral to him. So therefore, from the fact that another mitzvah talks about when you give the loan, you take the collateral, if he's a poor guy, you can give him back the collateral, obligation must be, says the Braisa, that lending the money was also an obligation. Also an obligation, that's the conclusion. Kol b'lo rishus ad kan loshen ha-medrash. Okay? V'chein ha-smag, v'achinu, v'kol mone ha-mitzvahs, all of the guys, no machlokes, all the guys who listed the 613, all of them counted this as a mitzvahs aseh gemura. A full mitzvah, no machlokes on the topic. Usually you have the Ramban, and someone's fighting that it's not a real mitzvah, it's an asmachta. This one is clean. Full mitzvah. Lending money is a mitzvah to a poor person. Continuing now upstairs. V'raya, we read this downstairs. That proves to us that this is not optional but mandatory. This mitzvah is bigger. This is all around what he's quoting now. The poor guy is not so humiliated, embarrassed. Gam, second, this is not that Potiyamkin, Shebezet Tomech Yado, you're supporting his hand, which is an idiom for you're giving him a chance. Masikoto, you're strengthening him. Shalom Yitzmotek, like I'm with it, he won't fall apart. He won't go down and have to beg. You are now fulfilling the following pasuk. When your brother becomes destitute, his hand is shaking, he's losing it, he can't pay the bills, he's going out of business slowly. Says the pasuk, you have to strengthen him. Dahainu sheyachzik bo an shelo yipol v'yitzar l'brios. This is you, Potiyanko. And you have to help him so he doesn't fall to have to collect on the door to door. Be reliant on people's handouts. U'mitzvah gam kin la'alvos la'ashir l'fishah. We saw this last week, last other day. It's a mitzvah to lend money to a rich man also. Need to say, for a short amount of time, when he's stuck. When the money is not available to him, his credit card's broken. Digmilus chesed noeg bein lani bein lashir. The mitzvah of doing chesed is relevant also to poor people and also to rich people. Ella, so why? If it's true, you should all ask the kasha that the Chofetz Chaim is going to answer. Why is the pasuk saying to my ani, if you lend money to the poor person, your poor brother, why is it poor brother? Say rich brother. If it's also a mitzvah for rich people to lend, say the bigger chiddush. I have a mitzvah for rich. I have a mitzvah to lend a rich man. That's the chiddush, right? So why is the Torah teaching us to lend money to the poor guy? That's the kasha he's asking now. Ella, that's the teretz. The ani kolem lo bezeh. Why did the pasuk pick the poor man to lend the money to, if it also applies to the rich man? Teretz is because the poor man gets priority. He's number one in the list of people who get the donation, the loan. He's number one, so he was chosen in the pasuk. L'chach pirei takasu la'ani b'mitzvazu. That's why the Torah singled out the ani to get the loan, even though the ani is not the only one getting the loan. The mitzvah applies to also the asher, but he gets priority. He gets a choice between who to give the money to, between the poor guy or the rich guy who right now has no credit card. He's stuck without his credit card. You gotta pick the poor guy. Why? Because he needs it more. That's the hitch. If the pasuk didn't notify us about this, that you have to pick the poor person over the rich guy who's stuck right now without his credit card. I want to give it to the rich guy who's without his credit card. Why? Mipay, two reasons. He's a psychologist right now. This is good what he's doing. If the rich guy is stuck without his credit card, and I got a poor guy, who do I want to give the money to if it's a mitzvah daraisa both? Give it to the rich guy. Why? Tomorrow I'm going to need his help. He's going to remember me. Remember me? You didn't have a credit card? I lent you money? I need a job. He's going to help you, but the poor guy won't. And the second, this is psychology, second svara of the Chafetz Chaim, why you want to give to a rich guy who's stuck now, is because in your eyes, look at the Lashon, Shal Ashir Batuach Etzlo Yoter. The rich guy you think is going to give you the money back. He's a greater, there's more likelihood that you're going to get back. But look at what he said, in your eyes, not in reality. Because remember, we said last week, the Chafetz Chaim said, it's not true that a rich guy is more likely to return the loan than a poor guy. Anybody who thinks that is the Yetzer Hara. Maybe the poor guy is a more right, straight, honest man. He'll pay you back, and the rich guy is a crook. And he won't pay you back. You know who's going to be the one who's going to pay you back. In your eyes, you think because he got $1 million in back home, he's going to pay you back. And this guy doesn't, but that's false. That's why the Torah had to tell us, give it to the poor guy. All right, we'll stop over here now. It's time for tomorrow. And tomorrow we'll basically continue.